This is episode number 2404 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Apparently, we missed the burlesque show at the Oscar after parties on Sunday.
Oh, my.
Let's start with Emily Ratajkowski.
Ratajkowski. Yeah.
The J is silent.
Who
freed the nipple at the Vanity Fair party.
That's a big thing, freeing the nipple. Yeah.
I mean, granted, the girl's got a good rack, but...
I saw pictures. You could see her stuff. She was not hiding anything. So, she freed the nipple.
Yeah,
it was covered,
she showed up at a completely sheer gown at the Vanity Fair Oscar party Sunday night. The nipple-freeing metallic knit number featured strategically placed braided details running down the bodice.
Now, I wonder, you know, from the flash from all the photography, if that actually made her nipples show up more in the photographs.
Maybe it got cold.
Well, no, there wasn't anything like that. You could tell, you know, from darkness of where they're supposed to be.
They shone through and left nothing to the imagination.
At least in the pics.
So Ciara, Mrs. Wilson.
Mrs.
Also showed up in a sheer gown, wearing very little, in a totally sheer halter dress with nothing underneath.
Wow.
But a matching G-string. She showed off all her goodies, only covering up with nude nipple covers.
Okay, so she didn't free the nip.
No.
She covered the nip. Okay, it's good to know.
She did cover.
But Emily freed the nip.
Yep.
Okay.
Euphoria star Hunter Schafer made a splash at Vanity Fair in a daring frock that featured a single white feather styled as a bandeau.
I saw that. And I don't know what a bandeau is, but it was a thin feather that covered the nips.
In addition to the piece of plumage.
It was plumage.
Held in place by only a thin strap.
Yeah.
The outfit included a low-slung, slip-style silk maxi skirt.
This, in addition to all of the bare to the midriff, you know, yeah, plunging necklines Sunday night.
And we saw. You know, and bless Eva Longoria.
Yeah. Hopefully she changed. Because
I haven't looked
to Madonna's party.
Changed or fixed some tape.
Yeah. Well, the deal is that she said the reason she'd never been to the Oscars before, because they're boring. They weren't that boring.
Has she been in movies?
I don't know.
Why was she there?
She was there because she was a presenter.
So? Someone needs
Not
to
everybody get... that was a presenter was a movie person.
Right. I just know she had lopsided boobs.
It was lopsided. Okay, we got that from you. But, you know, the burlesque show on another strata, you know. I mean, that's where you let your hair down. I didn't know it was also where you let your nips free. It's the after parties. Oh, and I'm sure more will come out as the week goes on.
After almost tripping on stage during the Academy Awards on Sunday night, Elizabeth Banks ditched her shoes altogether when she exited.
I don't blame her. She did, too.
Yeah.
She did. I thought, oh, man, she's going to faceplant like J-Law did.
Yeah. Well, during the ceremony, the Cocaine Bear director tripped on the hem of her dress on stage, and she did a bit with an actor in a bear costume before presenting the Best Visual Effects Award.
That was pretty bad. It was pretty lame.
Of course, she said that, you know, Cocaine Bear tripped her.
Well, and the thing
is... It was kind of cute, though.
She mentioned that if there were no visual effects, the bear in her movie would look like that guy.
Would look like that. Yeah.
And that's sad.
But it was funny. It was kind of funny.
It was a funny bit, and he actually looked like he was high on cocaine. So,
what was funny to me was when she was like, "Are you looking for a hit? You have to wait till the after party."
Till
like
the after party.
Else.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that was cute.
Spies later saw Banks exiting the Dolby Theater venue, and she was walking out in bare feet,
so
carrying her shoes.
But she had to walk down that big old staircase.
Well, I'd take my shoes off, too. And Jamie Lee Curtis also took her shoes off.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know who's mad at Jamie Lee Curtis? Angela Bassett. Because Jamie Lee Curtis won the Oscar, and Angela just sat there looking like, oh, you didn't.
Yeah, she wasn't too happy.
No, and I get it.
I don't blame her. I mean,
you know,
Angela Bassett was worthy of that award.
Oh, of course.
And Jamie Lee Curtis was actually there.
Well,
most people in the categories are worthy.
Yeah,
that's
the
why
thing,
they're nominated.
The thing about that movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, it's a weird movie, from what I understand.
That's what I gather.
It's not like something that was like born out of all this, you know, Marvel richness or anything like that. But whatever. Look, movies that make money never win Oscars. I know that.
Uh-huh.
You know? They just don't.
They just don't?
They just don't. You know who took a face plant recently? It was Halle Berry. Seriously.
She did.
She was at some sort of women's luncheon.
Yeah,
and
she was going to go give a little speech.
Oh, my God. It was nasty. She got up, though, and she recovered nicely.
She did.
Nicely. Yeah. And I think she did a little speech after that. So good for her.
Well, she was going up to give the speech, so yes.
Right, right. Yeah, and it's like, I about had a heart attack. Oh, please,
no,
get
actually,
up.
I saw
get
it,
up.
And I thought, oh, my gosh.
Get up, Hallie.
I'm surprised there was no marks on her face. I mean, it was bad.
With our apologies to Angela Bassett and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.